Welcome to Spotlight 10. We share our favorite stories with you, spreading the full range of fiction, nonfiction, and comedy. Learn more about the world around you or dive into a new reality built on sound storytelling. Each of these feature episodes has been crafted by a different host with a different style. Let's jump into this week's episode. Love them or hate them, celebrities are a vital piece of American society and pop culture. But when media is produced and consumed at the rate we see today, the fight for fame and relevance has become a nearly impossible task. So how have pop icons attempted to uphold their relevance throughout the years and in the age of social media? The most famous pop icons of recent decades may have cracked the code. Sonora Blanco is a second-year master's student within the English department at Michigan State University. While Blanco has looked at female pop icons from a fan perspective for years, she's been engaging with pop icons like Taylor Swift from an academic and cultural standpoint in her master's program.
Reinvention is so integral to existence as a woman. You know, for pop stars, it's just at a heightened level because they're under such a microscope. There's this desire for something new and something shiny in order to stay relevant in the industry.
So where is the pressure to constantly reinvent themselves coming from? While fans and critics alike are a driving force, Blanco thinks the pressure may be coming from elsewhere.
I think specifically for a woman within the entertainment industry, a lot of that pressure is coming from the Academy, from the people who are going to be giving her the awards, who are going to be giving her the accolades. They cater towards those voices of the people who are going to be, you know, giving the awards.
Known as the Queen of Pop, Madonna's 40-year career has proven her an expert in the ways of maintaining celebrity status and relevancy. Now 65 years old and 15 albums in, Madonna continues producing new projects and new personas with each. MTV calls Madonna one of the prototypical inventors of pop reinvention. Viewed now as a barrier breaker by calling attention to the treatment of marginalized groups, Madonna wasn't always described in such a positive way. Arguably her most controversial feat, Madonna's Like a Prayer landed her in hot water with not only millions of people, but with an entire religion. Her music video, depicting burning crucifixes and confronting racial tensions reflected in society, was criticized and condemned by the Vatican. Controversies like Madonna's can catapult a celebrity into the center of societal conversation. But controversy, reinvention, and the idea that all press is good press has an entirely different meaning for women than men in the industry.
It's interesting, right? Because when we say, like, all press is good press, that is heavily gendered. There is just a culture around socialization that is different for women. So maybe all press is good press applies to not necessarily female celebrities, just because, again, I mean, there's a whole culture around the way that we view women as a society and what is okay for them to say and what is not okay for them to say. And I think they are a lot more harshly persecuted for saying things that might be controversial or even just standing up for themselves.
While Madonna may always be known as the Queen of Pop for many, the fight for relevance is difficult for everyone in the age of social media. Once known for her musical accomplishments, Madonna has found a new persona on apps like TikTok and Instagram, posting heavily edited images and bizarre videos across various platforms. Madonna's strange behavior has kept her a part of the ever-changing conversation on social media, but another pop icon has become arguably more infamous for her strange new presence on social media. While Madonna may be the queen of pop, Britney Spears has a royal title of her own. Dubbed the Princess of Pop, Spears' turbulent career flourished in the late 1990s and early 2000s, often credited as the lead reviver of teen pop. The singer has become a hot topic across social media. Spears' posts have been a subject of concern for fans and media outlets since her nearly 14-year-long conservatorship, where her decision-making in regard to personal, legal, and economic matters was transferred to others, ended in November of 2021. But Spears' newest persona on social media is far from the first reinvention of herself.
Britney Spears had kind of like a good girl persona, but she still ended up, you know, moving towards a more sexualized image, and the same thing with Madonna.
But Blanco thinks there may be a point of no return for reinvention.
And I think once their brand was kind of that like hypersexual feminine brand, they weren't able to rebrand themselves because that is kind of like a stamp the industry doesn't erase.
Despite her odd and sometimes worrisome behavior on social media, new opportunities came from Britney Spears' online presence. A chance to get out of the conservatorship and the cycle of reinvention.
I think specifically what is happening with Britney Spears is really interesting, and I would almost argue that it is a refusal of reinvention. She was in such a strict conservatorship for so long, and it was her like posting kind of weird things on social media that garnered a lot of attention for what was being done to her, and which I think led to her being able to get out of that conservatorship. She dropped the mask, which I guess Britney did a long time ago, but I think even more so. And I think refusing to conform to the way that she was maybe being pushed to reinvent herself and to keep, you know, going through the cycle of new face and new sound. I think we're seeing a larger push towards authenticity, which I definitely think will affect the way that we see these pop stars reinventing themselves or maybe deciding not to reinvent themselves.
Throughout her highly turbulent career, Britney Spears was able to reinvent herself time and time again. Post-conservatorship, Britney Spears is in a new phase of reinvention, releasing new songs with collaborators such as Elton John and will.i.am, as well as her memoir, The Woman in Me, in October of 2023. Now 41, Spears shared in her memoir that she may step away from music for the time being in an attempt to find a new version of herself post-conservatorship, another phase of reinvention for Britney Spears. As one pop icon steps away, another is thrust into the spotlight. Forgoing the royal titles held by Madonna and Britney Spears, Taylor Swift has instead been called the world's biggest pop star by countless publications. In a unique move, Taylor Swift completely shifted genres and personas. Coming into the scene as a fresh-faced country music star, Swift built herself a bridge between country and pop.
Taylor Swift has a very specific personality and persona that I think allows reinvention in a way that hasn't necessarily been maybe allowed to some of those other artists.
As seen in the careers of Madonna and Britney Spears, controversy and reinvention can feed social relevance, and Swift uses her controversies in a slightly different way. After hiding from the public eye for an entire year, after receiving severe criticism surrounding her long-standing feud with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift is over party became the number one trending hashtag on Twitter for a short period. 1 year later, Swift released her sixth studio album, Reputation, a much darker, more vengeful version of her music and herself.
Specifically with all of the fallout that came before Reputation, where, you know, she went silent for like a year. I think for her, that was a wake-up call. It doesn't matter how good I am or how many people I please or, you know, if I make myself shiny and interesting, they're always still going to find something.
In the height of Madonna and Britney Spears' careers, social media had been a non-issue. Today, social media has become as vital as reinvention to a celebrity's relevance. For icons who became famous before the age of social media, it's become an entirely new obstacle. Where Madonna and Britney Spears use social media to provoke public conversation about them, whether it be good or bad, Swift just lets social media users do the work for her. All she has to do is show up.
You can't be a high-profile celebrity anymore and not be on social media. I think there was definitely a time where you could be a pop star and keep your social life private, which we're not in that era anymore.
Many fans feel that they truly know a celebrity. In each stage of reinvention and with their presence on social media, fans feel that they're getting to know their icon better. But Blanco wonders if pop icons can even know themselves.
She's an entity, obviously. You know, I think to some capacity, who she is always going to be a performance. So I don't know if she'll ever be able to escape a sort of reinvention cycle, because I don't know if we will ever know who she really is or even if she can know who she really is.
No matter the eras in which an icon becomes such, controversy and reinvention have proven to be vital in female icons' attempts to remain relevant time and time again. Special thanks to Sonora Blanco for joining us. I'm Lindsay Van Hecken.
Like what you hear? Rate us on Spotify, give us a like, and follow Audio Video Land on Instagram, where you can find more Spotlight 10 updates, teasers, and behind-the-scenes content. Spotlight 10 is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University, in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.